To the Emerald City we go. The Mariners open up a crucial series against the Angels with wild card implications. And in the second, Ben Gamel looks to break out of a slump facing Ricky Nolasco.
Here's the next pitch. That's hit well down the right field side. That ball's carrying and it is gone. The home run ball has gotten Nolasco again, 34th of the year. Boy, that one really hurts. It comes with two outs. And Seattle goes on top 3-2.
Yeah, we just talked about all the work Ricky Nolasco's been doing with his fastball, and he went back-to-back splits, one for a ball. And this one, even though it's down, that Gamel's able to put a good swing on it and hit it into the right field seats. And for Ricky Nolasco, that is home run number 34 on the season.
1-0 delivery. Lined into right, that's going to drop in for a hit. They'll score one, and that'll be it. They hold the lead runner over there. Cruz at third base. Haniger delivers a two-out RBI hit, and now it is 4-2 Seattle. Again, a two-out run. All four of them in the ballgame right now for the Mariners, coming with two outs.
This is a fastball. It's supposed to be a sinker on that outside part of the plate, and it gets back over the heart of the plate. A nice swing by Haniger. Did not try to do too much. Went with it and hit it hard into right field that the Mariners were only able to get one run on the board there.
The payoff delivery lifted in the air. It's hit well into left field. Going back is Gamel. He is at the wall. He jumps up, and Gamel out there makes the grab up in front of the 376 side. He might have taken a home run away there from Phillips.
And this one is going to leave the ballpark. Gamel times his jump perfectly, leaps up and grabs and pulls this one back. Talked about it earlier when we saw Alonso hit a ball off Ricky Nolasco. The ball went nowhere. That one right there I thought was gone for sure, and Gamel did everything correct. And even though Gamel's got obviously a big hit in this game, but he's been struggling, but they love what he's capable of defensively, and that is a tremendous catch right there.
Edwin Diaz, the closer for Seattle, is the new pitcher. So everyone is ready, and the two-strike delivery, and that one is chased and missed, and they did just what you were saying. He gave him a slider there, struck him out, and the ball game is over. Angels end up leaving the potential tying run in scoring position at second base as the ball game comes to an end.
Friday's loss drops the Angels to two games back of the Twins for the second American League wildcard slot. The Angels will try to even up their series at Safeco Field on Saturday when Andrew Heaney makes the start.